Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Luke Vargas, I mean, he's always on the road, it seems. He's just back, probably jacked up from his trip to Colombia, Medellin. He called us from there, actually. We had such a great conversation. Luke, do you have your sea legs yet back in New York?
Yeah, and I'm pretty jacked up to be here, so thanks for having me on.
All right, so when you joined us last time, it's interesting because you were talking about, one, how many people were invited to the conference where you were and what the whole purpose was behind it, and talking about crowdsourcing, and you did a great piece. It's on Talk Radio News Service. You can go to talkradionews.com, and you can read Luke's opinion piece, and you did a good wrap-up of what we were actually talking about last week from your trip to the World Urban Forum, and you talked about the difference of the landscape, talked about business-type people and journalists and politicians, all these mixed into one, and the fact that when you're looking at cities of the future, one of the toughest things is the whole thing about what you do with big data, you know, and what does that all mean? And that's what I call a buzzword that people shake their head and said, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, but they really don't understand what it means. So when you came back from that conference, you had a great definition. Tell us what you came back with.
Well, the sort of definition that we're presented typically from corporations who are involved in big data, these are the, you know, digital infrastructure companies like Siemens or Microsoft or IBM. Those IBM ads, I'm sure everyone's seen them, are very typical. You know, they have that blue border. They show a lot of pretty impressive kind of stock footage of the activity of cities and just showing how many people are walking on the city streets. And then, you know, they have someone come in front of the screen and promise in pretty broad terms, typically, all the amazing things that you could do if you could somehow get a pulse on all of that data. And I was at a forum at the World Urban Forum last week where there was a Microsoft executive there, and he was saying what some of the real advantages would be if governments could harness this. And he said, quote, and this is a quote that really struck me almost more after the fact as I was doing my third or fourth pass over this article than it did even when I heard it the first time. But he said, quote, big data brings government the opportunity to make better decisions. Okay, that's fine, right? To be more efficient, also fine. You know, as taxpayers, we certainly like this notion. But then he said, and exercise democracy in the most pragmatic way. And it sort of struck me that, gosh, I mean, I don't know if I want democracy to be exercised pragmatically. I want it to be exercised awkwardly and in interesting bursts. And however it needs to be exercised, I'd like that to be the way that people can exercise it. And it seemed to me the kind of a perversion of our system of governance. And I was particularly struck, and I wrote about this in the article, about what this sort of pitch from these corporations might mean to developing countries around the world where, you know, a lot of times the leaders are sitting on a huge chunk of change acquired through perhaps some dubious means. And they kind of want a way to fix their cities, but maybe without accepting full responsibility for why things haven't been working so far. And I said, this is kind of a cynical sales pitch. You know, your city is falling short because you lack understanding of the broad trends. That's what these companies are almost saying, not because you've been making poor leadership decisions or misallocating your funds, but because you simply don't have the ability to look at all these numbers, which are telling you what people want. And I went through some of the traditional ways that people can give feedback to their governments. You know, in New York, we have people that are hired by the transit authority to pass out surveys to people and interview people when they come off the train sometimes and ask them about their patterns and how they commute. And, you know, and then you've got services like Yelp or Wikis where you can talk about what your bus stop is like and kind of complain about certain things. And I contrasted these two ways of submitting feedback to the city and saying, you know, I really just don't know if even though we have bigger populations and things are changing a little bit, I'm not quite sure our traditional ways of telling government about what's working and what's not have become so wholly inadequate overnight that we need to really spend millions and millions of dollars trying to harvest the data of cities. So it's a kind of a cynical piece, but I'm glad you found it interesting, and it was you know, quite fun to put together.
Yeah, futuristically speaking, it'll be interesting to see how that all unfolds, and that's why conferences like that one, I think, are so incredibly interesting. Also interesting is something that another place where you found yourself, the Ukraine, and now we see that we've got troops. The Ukraine sent their troops east. You have the pro-Russia forces. You have a clash happening. What do you make of the latest developments?
Well, you know, there have been some clashes. I know on Sunday, yesterday, there was a firefight between some Ukrainian special forces and these Russian or pro-Russian militias. That's sort of a conscious gaffe there. There's a lot of uncertainty about whether these militias, pro-Russian Ukrainians, are themselves Russian special forces among them, or if they're really just a ragtag bunch of locals who somehow have automatic weapons and the military-style body armor to protect themselves. But we have yet to see, I think this is quite important, the military response from Ukraine. The president, the acting president of the country, said over the weekend that if by 9 a.m. this morning, and that's now quite far gone, these people who have been occupying a lot of the government headquarters and police stations in the eastern part of Ukraine didn't surrender, that the Ukrainian special forces would move in and use force when necessary to repel them. That didn't happen. And I can kind of understand why. This is a sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't situation for Ukraine. Either they let these Russian militias continue to occupy these buildings peacefully, and thus all real holding that Ukraine has over this land begins to slip away if it hasn't already, or you respond with force. And this is likely going to be much more violent than Crimea, which was a pretty peaceful handover, all things considered, and not least because this part of the country is certainly less in favor of Russia than the Crimea. Again, you may have a slight majority of people who want to affiliate with Russia, but it's not the kind of militant 90% style numbers that you would expect in Crimea. So if the Ukrainians act with force and try to restore order, then it could be the perfect pretext for Russia to say, well, we've got to come in there. Looks like you're ready for civil war, and if that's the case, we have to protect our citizens. So really a hamstrung government in Kiev, watching as basically the eastern part of the country is increasingly lost for them.
Yeah. Last thing, the Iran-U.S. Brouhaha over the next Iranian diplomat at the U.N. What's happening with that?
Well, I guess you've maybe touched on it before, but the latest update, you know, was on Friday when President Obama said we are not going to be granting this gentleman a visa because he was proven to have some affiliations with the Iranian hostage crisis. And there's not a lot of precedent for this. The U.S. is supposed to honor any U.N. Officials who want to do U.N. work in New York, but I think it's very upsetting. You know, we did in 1988 block Yasser Arafat from speaking at the General Assembly, and the U.N. then moved the General Assembly to Geneva for the year. But it's a whole other issue to have someone residing in New York, to going out to restaurants in New York for years. And I would gamble that his physical safety could be at risk, given American feelings about this still being so high. So there's going to be a meeting of a special U.N. committee that deals with relations with the United States as the host country for the U.N. They'll meet next week, and I would bet that while they acknowledge and will probably use some hard words to tell the U.S. that they really ought to honor this agreement lest they upset sort of the whole system of the U.N., that the similar force will be used against the Iranians to say, God, could you just nominate someone who's not going to cause this much uproar, because it may be impossible to adequately protect him in a place like New York. So we'll see how that unfolds, and I'll keep you posted.
All right, Luke Vargas, Talk Radio News. Thanks.
Sure thing. Take care.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Feel it, see it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. So cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of meat.
America Tonight, how many of you are in full-fledged panic mode trying to get your taxes in or you're filing for an extension? I know a lot of people who are entrepreneurs have their own businesses, and some of them already had them done a long time ago, and some of them are filing for extensions. In fact, a lot of people I know are filing for extensions. I just want to tip my cap to Joe Tawdry, my tax man in Boston. Leave it to a Boston guy to bail me out, because he asked for everything but my DNA to make sure that we could take advantage of everything that was offered that I have not been able to take advantage of before. I'm like the guy probably in that commercial. You know, the guy says he's sitting on a pile of money saying the government has your money and how come you're not claiming your money? Who knows? It makes you wonder over the years things that you didn't claim. So are you in the bunch that hasn't filed your taxes yet? Are you just doing the extension thing? And how miserable is it? You can certainly hit me up with an email or give me a call. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. My ode to James Gandolfini. You're in just like that. Let me know about your tax situation. How painful is it? You know, I'm for a flat tax or a fair tax. I think that's part of the problem. And this whole thing about the complicated tax code, baloney. There's a way to iron this out. But the IRS is like a machine. It's so so big. A couple of you already hit me up email-wise. When we get to the mailbag, I'll make sure that I get to some of those, but you can also chime in and throw in your two cents. Also, as we're kind of mixing it up here, and I'm feeling you out at the top of the week, have you seen the blood moon? Yeah, right now, if you look outside, the moon in some areas is a copper red. And it's just going to be that way probably in your neighborhood for maybe an hour or so. It's part of a lunar eclipse. It should be visible to most of you listening to me. So pull your car over on the side of the road. Make sure you're safely off the road and look up at the sky. Or run out right now in your backyard. Look at your giant through your giant picture window if you can see the moon. Are you looking at one of those blood red moons? I think it is the coolest thing to see. And I know that in the satellite facility here for America Tonight, we have a blood red moon. You can see it. It is very, very cool. And some people, it's going to be a little bit later. So it depends. You know, right before 2 o'clock, that'll happen. It depends on where you are. The biggest problem in the east, if you're listening to me, New York, New Jersey, Vermont, Florida, is you've got cloud cover, which hides some of it, you know, which would hide some of it. But Dallas, hello, Denver, Los Angeles have the best viewing. So NASA says the entire thing can be viewed by the people in the Americas. While in the Western Pacific, they'll catch the second half of it. It's a very, very cool thing. It is truly a blood moon. And you can see with North America sees a blood moon a total of four times, basically. So the moon takes on the color during the eclipse as it passes through the Earth's shadow where you see that happen. And the color depends on what the atmosphere is like. So follow the story. I'm going to get to it. Four blood moons happen in 6 months intervals on a couple of dates, right? So April 15th, 2014, October 8th, 2014, April 4th, 2015, and September 28th, 2015. I'm sure you all scribbled those dates down. I mean, it is cool to see it. Now, people say other things about blood red moons, just so you know. There is some voodoo and witchcraft that you can tag on what people say about the moon. But just strictly speaking, it is the lunar eclipse. That's what we're looking at. So you're getting, not to get too technical, remember I told you I'm kind of a sidebar geek for this kind of stuff, and I'm not saying I know it well, but you have lunar eclipses, right, that happen in what they call random order. So you get four umbral eclipses in a row. It's like a drawing a rare, what they would call, as it was explained to me, you're at a poker table, it's a rare lunar poker hand of four of a kind. So it's very lucky to see that. It's called a tetrad when that happens. And I don't know if in my lifetime, if I think about it, I don't think that we've ever had that happen. So how about that? And if you want to think about it even more, this is information from NASA to put it in perspective. Before the dawn of the 20th century, there was a 300-year period when there were none, zero, zippo. So that means Mozart, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Sir Isaac Newton, and anybody in that crowd, they had no chance to see one. Zip. So if you cannot see the blood red moon, you can go, if you go to NASA, if you go to their website, they have a live web chat going on, and they're answering questions about the eclipse, and it starts at 1 o'clock in the morning. But Tuesday's blood moon comes right on the time for the Jewish holiday of Passover, which, of course, you know the whole thing about Passover. And this is where you get into what other things people think about, because that commemorates the Israelites' exodus from slavery in Egypt, right? So if you look in your Bible, God cast 10 plagues upon the Egyptians. And the final plague was the death of the firstborn, so the Israelites painted the lamb's blood on their doors so that the plague would pass over their homes. And so it's ironic about this whole blood red moon. I guess the timing is what the whole thing is. So just to be sure, 10:53 Eastern, the eclipse officially begins, but can you see something with the human eye or not? 1:40 Eastern, you can see some partial darkening, and for sure, 2:50 Eastern, the moon becomes covered in a shadow, and you can really start to see the dark red or orange, but some people are saying they're already seeing that, and by the morning, it's officially over. We have Cop in New Jersey, not too far from my hometown, who he says, yep, in New Jersey, eclipse, full moon. Ends around 3 a.m. He says the moon is full and clouds are moving, but you can still see it. See lots of cheese. I don't know. I think it's fascinating. I do. And so if you can stick your head outside, and depending on where you live, check it out. Because I don't know that you're going to see it those other dates or remember it. But four blood moons within a year and a half. And it's such a rarity to see that. So rare that that so many other people in history have never had a shot at seeing it. I don't know. There's this thing about, I've seen the moon, you see the moon all kinds of different ways. The half moon, where it's just tiny, a little sliver of the moon, or when it's giant. Have you ever seen it when it's just giant? It looks like it's going to fall on your head. I think that is the wildest thing. All right, as I said, we're mixing it up here, and boy, we certainly have a lot of things to get to, including that crazy bear attack. What was the aftermath of that? How about the woman who decided to throw her shoe at Hillary Clinton in Las Vegas? Oh, we got to give you the follow-up to her. So she had her 15 minutes of fame, but was it really, really worth it? And then we're still not done with the search for Flight 370. Now you got underwater vehicles who are all over the place trying to find the plane. They found some oil. They found different things, and they're trying to piece this whole puzzle together, but still no plane, and that's the key thing. No plane yet at this point. And until I think a lot of those people, relatives, see a chunk of the plane, will they feel like, okay, this is it. I know this. This is what happened. It's awful. But now I've seen it. I get it. And then we have the big story of the Russian plane that passed near one of our ships. Oh, there were some phone calls going on between Putin and Obama. What was that all about? We're going to tell you about that coming up on the flip side here on ATN.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
We got a lot of things we're going to jaw about. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're going to also get to talk about that terrible thing that happened in Kansas City. Wow. Unbelievable. If you didn't hear it over the weekend, 3 people dead and a guy who had massive rage, apparently, over Jewish people, decided that he was going to pick some off out of a parking lot. And the people that he shot weren't even Jewish. They were Christian. And it is a very sad, twisted tale. So we'll talk about that in a second. But we've got what happened now Monday, the day the Ukrainian government demanded pro-Russian activists give up. Instead, they overran another key building in another eastern Ukrainian city. So you got protesters forcing the police officers out of their 4-story headquarters in eastern Ukraine. This is what we were talking about a little bit there. Touched on that with Luke Vargas, who was in the Ukraine about a month and a half ago. So that adds another twist in a very complicated situation for a Kiev government worried about demonstrators escalating activities in the east and a Russian neighbor that is accusing it of pushing that discontent. And I think that this back and forth, that's giving way to what will end up, I think, being the demise in some of these cities in the Ukraine. And that's too bad. So this whole thing about the democracy and Putin and where is he going with this? I mean, they're more than on the verge, let's put it that way. And it's looking not so good. So Obama urged Putin to withdraw Russian troops from the border and to use his influence to persuade the pro-Russian groups to leave the buildings that they seized. And so far, no go. So Obama and Putin spoke about the crisis. And this was the first time they spoke since March 28th. And he's saying, supposedly, that this is, again, the result of the Kiev authorities' unwillingness and inability, really, to take into account what he's saying is the interests of the Russian and the Russian-speaking population. So you see, aha, where he's going with this, giving him that opportunity, cracking open the door. So this is his excuse, and it's not looking good. Let's put it that way. All right, so Dan in Texas, he's out there probably getting ready to look at that giant blood moon, blood red moon, because that's what it's going to look like, and the moon is gigantic over hello, Texas. Hello. Hey, Dan. Hello. Okay. Hello,
hello. Hello. Hey, I got something for you that I think all senior citizens out there in Texas, maybe even further in California, Arizona, around New Mexico, the whole nine yards, ought to pay attention to. And I got scammed today by somebody calling from Mexico claiming to be my grandchild and that they got busted in a drug thing and they needed $900 to get out of it. And so I told them, hey, it's too bad. When you learn to speak Spanish, you'll be able to get out of Mexico, because I figured there was something wrong there, okay?
Right.
So I called around and found out that my grandchild was safe in the United States working at the Pizza Palace where he, Pizza Place where he works. He was safe. No problem. I was right. It was a scam. And apparently it's not just grandsons, it's granddaughters, and they're calling senior citizens, doing a quick, blah, blah, blah routine. And that's what's going on there, okay?
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've been scammed a couple of times. You know about situations like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People have tried to get money out of you or
sure.
claim to represent you to get money out of you or get
yep.
money out of people for you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
In there. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that's out there. I want you all to know about it. Okay, now, if the Ukrainians want a country of their own, they're going to have to fight, just like we had to fight off the British. It may be a long, drawn-out affair. They're going to be up against it, but they do have all of Europe and the United States that's willing to fight for them. The Russians do not respect anything but strength, and this pretense by Putin and his crew to pull off these, shall we say, supposed protection of the Russian people. If he wants the Russian people protected, bring them back to Russia proper.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to go there, then go there. Yeah. Go to Moscow. Go wherever.
And
but
last,
you don't. Yes.
Last but not least, the plane. I don't think they're going to find anything.
I don't either.
Plane. That plane is, I believe, in Iran being used at a later date when everybody's not looking and there's something going on like a religious holiday or Christmas or something like that. That plane is going to come back and it's going to be loaded, and I'm not kidding you. I don't think that plane's down there. If it is, hey, I'm sorry for the people that lost their lives. I'm sorry for all of those that will not see their loved ones again. In any regard, that's what's happening. I'm terribly, terribly sorry for that, and I offer my prayers for all of them. But I still say there's something rotten, and they can't find anything to plant. And they talked about an oil slick today. Hey, the ocean emits oil all the time.
Sure.
So that's basically all from me. Is there anything
yeah.
talk to me about?
No. Listen, I let you go. We wound you up and we let you go. You're absolutely right. First of all, on the scams, you did the right thing, though. If you can't even understand what they're saying, you called around. That's tell everybody. Listen, check something out. Just don't dive into whatever it is somebody's trying to sell you. And a lot of people fall for it. And I agree with you on the plane. We're in the same situation. We're in the same agreement of that. There's no doubt about it. I don't know that I agree that the plane is in Iran and it's being reworked and it's going to end up being a bomb that's pointed at us. Boy, that would be something if Dan was right on that. I don't think so. But I don't think they're going to find the plane. I think there's more to the story. There's more to tell here. And will we actually realize what that story is? I don't know about that either. But every day it's heavy drama. And eventually soon, that it has to run out, right? Think of the Air France plane that it took them 2 years to find. It's not full on search. Eventually, that dies down. I mean, eventually you're not going to have all those ships out there that are going full steam ahead to keep pursuing the same thing. Even if they think we heard pings and this is the area, there's going to be a white flag pretty soon. And maybe there's one ship, a couple ships looking, but you can't have as many. And already some are starting to fall out, right? And I think that just will, 4 months from now, are we going to be talking about the same thing? Probably, but how many people are part of that search crew anymore? All right, this story is just abhorrent. This is unbelievable. Right on the heels of Passover, and we're coming up on Easter and all of that. So there was a mother who lost both her teenage son and her father in the shootings at a Jewish community center near Kansas City. In fact, it's Overland Park, a nice area in Kansas City. And she's been talking. She said she's relying on her faith to get her through the losses. And she even held a press conference. Her name's Mindy Corporon. She said, people keep saying, how come you're so strong? She said, I'm strong because I have family and I have faith. I know that God didn't do this. Her 14-year-old son, Reet Griffin Underwood, and father, Dr. William Lewis Corporon, were among the three victims were shot, right? And this was by a 73-year-old Missouri man with a history of anti-Semitic activities, KKK and whatnot. And then a third victim was killed at the Jewish retirement community area. She said she pulled up to the center right before the shooting and then found out, moments after their shooting, and then found out about their deaths. I mean, can you imagine that? She pulls into the parking lot and her father's truck is there. The doors are open and she doesn't, she didn't see him standing there. He's lying on the ground, and she said she thought he was having a heart attack, He was just laying there. And then it was obviously worse, and she found out as well about her son on the ground and two people bent over him. And then she saw the bullet holes in the glass, and she realized what had happened. And they identified, obviously, the suspect in the shootings is in custody, Frazier Glenn Cross, or, Frazier Glenn Miller. So the Kansas City folks, the journalists there from the Kansas City Star, are saying that Miller, who was booked into the local jail there on suspicion of premeditated first-degree murder on Sunday night, hadn't been formally charged, but they are getting all this information. They think they're going to be able to charge by Tuesday. And they're working on the theories of what it is, the ties to the KKK and all that sort of stuff. He had been involved in the movement most of his life. He founded the Carolina Knights of the Ku Klux Klan and was its grand dragon in the 80s before the center sued him for operating an illegal paramilitary organization and using intimidating tactics against people. And then he founded another white supremacist group. But really, really sad what's happened here. I mean, they're moving fast on this. The FBI's on top of it and everything. Because, of course, what do you think they're going to charge him with? It's going to be a hate crime situation. And they've already ordered, the Justice Department has done that. They're looking into the shootings. But the scary thing is, like I said, too, as well, is if whatever his intention was, he shot three Christian people. Wow. Crazy. Awful. Awful for that community. Awful for the Jewish community and everybody else involved. Stay with us.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Got a brand new bag.
All right, we're turning to the final couple of spins around the track for this hour anyway. And a couple of other quick things that I wanted to clean up for you that I mentioned at the top of the show. And one of them, you know, I still say the most shocking thing that happened over the weekend is the shooting in Kansas City. Everybody's talking about it today. And bravo for that mother, because I can't imagine what it must have felt like to pull up and to be, first of all, stunned and shocked and think that, my God, my father's had a heart attack, he's dead. And, you know, then you see your son on the ground. Then the story starts to unfold, and you must have some sort of rage, because you wouldn't be human if you didn't feel that. And, you know, what's the explanation for this? We go back to the big what if and question mark and why, and it's what you have to tuck away and to try to move forward with, but I just cannot imagine that feeling, the feeling of pulling up and seeing that. I would hope that none of you listening to me ever encounter that situation in your lives, ever, because I think it'd be a really tough thing to not have a lot of hate in your heart, to be honest, for hate in your heart for this person and for what's happened in a in a, you know, on a Saturday or a Sunday rather, where you've got a grandfather and his grandson enjoying the day and ending up, you know, ending up not surviving the day, and then dealing with the story surrounding the person who took their lives. And I think it's just absolutely, it's just absolutely despicable, really, is what it is. And, you know, there's just no way around that. It's despicable and shocking and sad for that community, and just absolutely awful. All right, a couple of other things where justice is being served, and that includes this story about Oscar Pistorius. I didn't think very many people were interested in it, but lo and behold, I've been getting a ton of email on it because the trial, and so much of it is publicized. The chief prosecutor in the murder trial of Pistorius accused him on Monday, as they click things around again, of tailoring, in other words, fantasizing, his version of how he killed his girlfriend. And the cross-examination is going now into its second week. The trial is into its second week. And the prosecutor finally gets the chance, and he says he's hiding the truth about the death of Reva Steinkamp, his girlfriend, who he shot last year through a closeted toilet door in his luxury house in South Africa. So he's trying to destroy his credibility and portray this Olympic and Paralympic athlete as someone who was inventing his own version of the events to suit what his story was. So lots of scrutiny on the story and things that didn't really add up. The improbable version is what he called it. And he took him to task detail by detail on what happened that night, because now it's been told so many times and Pistorius has told it. And finally, Pistorius, you know, broke down when he was answering, screaming obscenities, you know, talking about it, saying what he said, what he shouted. He broke down when he was answering that. And he denied that because there was a strange thing. When she was found, she was lying on the bed, and she was in the middle, apparently when she was shot, she was in the middle of getting dressed in order to leave, is what they're saying, and he's denying it. And then they were talking about the fact, well, why are the jeans inside out, meaning she had taken them off, not that she was pulling them on. So there were some arguments over, that's one of those tipping points in this trial, as to that not adding up. So what is it about? And I think that's what it seems like to me, the thing with Pistorius and the story, and this is what the prosecution is breaking down. And I think this is what's become so fascinating to people in this trial, is because the Blade Runner made huge headlines for, you know, what he was doing with the, as far as Paralympic athletes are concerned, and just, he was in the Olympics as well. It was an amazing story. And then this fall from grace that was so stunning, and the story not adding up. So, boom, a lot of people paying attention to it. That's the latest. He's breaking down, constantly crying, and he's getting grilled on every detail of it. All right, how about the woman in the shoe? So the feds lodged two criminal charges against the Phoenix woman accused of throwing the shoe at Hillary Clinton in Las Vegas. And it's weird because it's what I said when it happened. I mean, Clinton actually held her own on this one. She was pretty well able to dodge the shoe, but also come up with something clever to say. So the woman's name is Allison Michelle Ernst, and she isn't really responding to anybody trying to have a conversation with her, but she faces the charges of trespassing and violence against a person in a restricted building. So that was filed in a district court in Vegas. She could get up to a year in a federal prison on each charge if she's convicted. And once they set that court date, because it's pretty cut and dry, everybody saw what she did. And it's interesting because she was booked just last week on a misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge and then was freed. And so now she's got that also hanging over her head. So she got through security somehow. She went into the ballroom. And then she threw the shoe that she pulled from a purse. You know, people thought she pulled it off of her foot. from a purse and threw it about 60 feet toward Hillary Clinton. And she wasn't hit by it. She made a couple of jokes. There's about 1,000 people that were at the conference where she was speaking, a recycling industry deal. And that was it. The shoe was like an athletic shoe. And they just took it off the stage and boom, that's it. But it's crazy. I mentioned this at the time. Remember, George Bush had that happen to him at a Baghdad news conference. So, you know, there, shoe throwing is considered an insult. So that was that whole thing of why that happened. But you think of Clinton, she gets Secret Service protection because of the former president. And the spouses are covered for their lifetime, the president and their spouses. So they were certainly there on hand. So was it worth it to throw that shoe? I'm going to say nope, that was probably a costly gaffe for 15 minutes. Not a good 15 minutes, and I can't imagine doing federal jail time for that because whatever the point was, she didn't hit her mark anyway. And more importantly, is she whatever the reason was for that, that certainly never came out. Was it some statement, anti-Hillary Clinton, a protest, whatever? Who knows? We don't even know what that was other than just a nutcake doing a crazy, nutty thing, if you will. That's what it appears to be. That she knew that she would get the attention for it, so she decided to, you know, go for it. But, wow, awful. Okay, the other thing that I wanted to throw in here is, we were like running out of gas quickly here on this hour, just because it's one of these stories that, you know, you talk about Olympics and Olympic athletes. How about Michael Phelps? You know, this whole thing of retiring and unretiring. He's coming out of his retirement and he's actually going to compete. He decided he's going to compete this month. See, it's so hard to retire. You know, that's the thing. It's so hard to completely step away. So he decided he's going to do it. He's been lured back into the pool. And the possibility of a fifth Olympics in Rio in 2016. He's a 22-time Olympic medalist, but he's competing for the first time since 2012, the London Games. He's doing it at a meet in Mesa, Arizona, April 24th through the 26th. His longtime coach, Bob Bowman, said that, you know, he confirmed it. He's going to compete in three events, the 50, the 100-meter freestyles, and the 100 butterfly. I think the idea is he's going to see how it goes. And if it goes well, the idea of competing again in Rio in 2016, if he were to make it on the team, you know, that would be the thing. He would try to make the team. Wow. I mean, he was incredible, and he was in top form. But I would bet, because of the way he used to swim, he can't possibly be in the kind of form that he was before. Can't possibly be there. Cannot imagine it. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.